Praise the Lord and good morning. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on today. It's Wednesday in our world, and thank God we're up, alive, safe, and well. It's Wednesday morning, and it's November the 13th in the year of our Lord, 2013. So time is moving on. Welcome to the Maximum Radio Network, and you're in on the program, Global Time with Jesus Christ. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for the next 30 minutes or so, and I thank God, I praise Him, I give Him all the glory, because He is more than worthy. Now, if you're having a birthday today, we send out birthday blessings to you. And if you are not having one, well, it's your day anyhow. Any day that you're alive and well, it's your day. Our episode and program title today is The Living Water of Life. Well, the Word of God is rich with truth. And when we look at the Gospel of John in the 14th verse of the fourth chapter, let's listen to what it says. It says, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. Whoever drinks, the water becomes a fountain in him or her, springing up into everlasting life. I love fountains, and they're just awesome. In fact, in our living room, we have a work of art, and it's a fountain. And the water just keeps coming. It's continuous. It never stops. Of course, in our case, because it's a object of art, we can turn it on and off. Excuse me. However, but what God is offering and has given to us is a fountain that continues and continues and continues to spring up eternally into everlasting life. So it's not life if you're in Christ that you're going to get someday. It's already in place. That fountain is installed in you. Now, that's a whole lot there to grab. And if you can, please do so. If you find yourself struggling to grab that truth, well, we pray that God will help you to embrace it fully. Get yourself lost in it. Once again, good morning. It's Wednesday, November 13th, and we do thank you for your faithfulness and for your commitment to prayer. And we're going to move right to that in a minute. But I think we should take time out to look at today's AccuWeather and forecast. You know, every day the weather is somewhat different, and there are different forces in place. So a time to look at today's AccuWeather and forecast. Well, a calm confidence is blowing from the north. However, we must keep our eye. There's a high-pressure system that is holding New Mercy in place, and we must keep our eye on that. New Mercy, just for today, is being held in place by a high-pressure system that's moving in from the north. Today we can expect the sunshine of God's love to be rising in our lives. And then accompanying that, there's a steady east-northeast wind of strength through Jesus Christ. I think the weather is real good today. Wind speeds are expected to be just what you need. However, the outlook for the rest of the week is continued mercy. Now, this is a great day, and you want to dress right for it. So I would really suggest, as your forecaster, that you would put on the whole armor of God and stand. Have your loins girded about with truth, and also have on the breastplate of righteousness. Now, don't forget your feet. You have to walk through this stuff. And so have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And above all, take the shield of faith. And that is how you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. And don't forget to take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. And you want to have the right posture and the right position by praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. Well, I think you've already begun to dress for that. You're up, and you're here to offer perseverance and supplication for those that we'll be praying for today. Last but not least, we want to make a note of the current temperature. Current temperature is Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. That's good temperature. That's very comfortable, I would say. If you can agree, say amen. Well, praise God. Okay, your lines are open, and you are invited to share with us your prayer request, your praise report. Your lines are open. Let us go to it, and let us begin to seek God's face on some items. One of the items that's right up front on our list today, in a few hours, my brother, Michael Gregory, he will be, at least that's the way it's scheduled up until, as far as I knew on yesterday, for major invasive surgery today. And so I'm sure he's up getting ready to go and do that. So we want to intercede on his behalf. We want to pray for him. We want to pray for his medical team and all the personnel associated with his procedure, that he would come through safely, that the team would be on their best skill level on today, and that healing would proceed from the procedure. So let us go to the Lord in prayer about that, I would say, right about now. Father, we come to you, and we come boldly because you asked us to boldly make our entrance. However, we are confident that you are not only God, but you are the only wise God. You are righteous, and that we should not come in carelessly. We should be careful to make sure that we are covered properly. And we want the covering and righteousness of your Son, Jesus Christ, to protect and to shield us. You are a holy God, and we want to come in with clean hands. We ask right now for your forgiveness. You said you'd forgive us if we confess our sin. And Father, we have committed sin, some of which we know about, some of which we don't know about, because we've committed sins, and then there are sins of omission. However, Father, we know that the blood of Jesus Christ prevails against all sin, can cover and does cover all sin. Now, Father, we present ourselves to you, but we ask for your forgiveness. We ask for your cleansing as well, so that we are made whole. We are restored to right standing, so that we can stand in your presence, lest we be struck dead. We thank you, Lord, for the grace and mercy that you have for us, that you can cast our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. You choose not to remember them. Once we have owned up to them, repented, received your forgiveness and your cleansing by the blood of Jesus Christ, it is done. We are made whole. So we thank you for making us whole today. And we come forth, Lord, because you are our Father, and you want us to ask. You want us to make requests. In the name of Jesus, we're doing that today. And Father, we lift up Michael Gregory. We know, Lord God, that sickness and disease has come into our world from the very start because of the sin of our foreparents. But we also know that you are God from the very start, from before the beginning began to be. You are God, and that we have grace and we have mercy and we have brand new mercies today. We ask that on behalf of our brother, that you would just move in the OR in a mighty way. Let your cloud of righteousness and protection and peace just permeate the atmosphere, such that there's a calm, a peace, and a confidence on behalf of the medical team, that they know exactly what to do, what they're doing, what they're looking at, and they're able to proceed with the right actions in the name of Jesus. So that at the end of this day, there's a great report for a testimony of your power, your ability to keep and to preserve, to restore, to heal. In the name of Jesus, guide the hands of the surgeon. Guide the hands of the anesthesiologist. Guide the hands of the assistants and nurses. Let their hands be your hand of healing. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for the confidence that's you've given us today. We thank you for the calm that you've given us today. All the calm and the confidence blowing in from the north, from heaven, in Jesus' name. We thank you today, Lord. We thank you for your love. We know that your angels have moved into position. In the name of Jesus, your angels, they are there to minister, to protect. We rebuke every weapon that the enemy has thought or formed. We command him to take up his weapons and flee in the name of Jesus. Going back to the abyss from where they came. So we thank you today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you that we have the entrance, that we can come into your presence, make our petitions known, knowing that you do hear and you do respond because you care. We thank you, Father. We thank you, mighty God. And we pray for anyone that's out in our listening area that is ill on today, that is sick on today.
Who's that?
In the name of Jesus, reclaim healing and deliverance for them. We join our faith to them as they call upon you right now in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Father, for this day. It's a new day. New mercies are available. So we thank you and we bless your name. Through Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, that we can petition. Yes. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Merciful God. Hallelujah. Thank you. Yes, yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We stir the atmosphere for your glory right now. In the name of Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Yes, God. We welcome the presence. Welcome the presence. Welcome the presence. Hallelujah. There's healing in your
wings.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
the Lord is saying today is a day of breakthrough. It's a breakthrough day today. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Whatever you're dealing with, today is a breakthrough day.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough. Thank you, Lord, for breakthrough.
Thank you for your might and your power, Lord God.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. Yes, we thank you. Oh, we just give you the
praise. Thank you that it's possible with you.
Hallelujah.
You know, God.
Yes, God.
Transformed the mind, oh God.
Yes, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for the victory that you have given.
It's on a new mindset, oh God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You break every chain. Hallelujah.
Every chain is broken.
Yes.
Every yoke is destroyed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The anointing destroys the yoke. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Glory
to His name. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the spring of water. Hallelujah. A heavenly fountain. Hallelujah. That springs up in us. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Bless your name.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God, that living water. Hallelujah.
Yes.
You are the living water of life. The living water of life. It's to you we come. You're our source. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everything we need is found in you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
Thank you. Bless the name of the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Does anyone have a praise report or a prayer request? We sense the presence of God. And
good morning,
let's
Pastor.
Touch on it. Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning,
Pastor. I have a prayer request. I would like continued prayer for the Salter family. I don't have the whole detail, but apparently the two brothers, Jihad and Kadeem, the younger one took the older one's car and had an accident, and I think the car is total, and there's strife and confusion and whole thing that is going on in the family. I want prayer for that family, that God will use this situation to turn around even the mother. And I don't have the whole detail, but I would just like you to keep the Salter family in prayer, please.
Well, let's lift them up before the Lord right now. Father, it's to you that we come because our help comes from you. And we know and are confident that you welcome us. You want us to ask, and we're asking today. We're standing in the gap for the Salter family.
In the name of
you know all of the details of their situation. You know where there's disorder. You know where order is needed. You know that they need supernatural divine order. And Father, we stand collectively against every weapon that the enemy has formed to destroy that family, to disrupt that family, to create chaos in that family. We speak to the spirits of confusion, chaos, and rebellion
right
now. In the name of Jesus, we said, you spirits, and we're saying and commanding you spirits to leave, the spirit of confusion, spirit of chaos, spirit of rebellion, spirit of a broken home, right now, in the name of Jesus. Take up your tools, your weapons, and leave. Be evicted in the name of Jesus. The blood prevails. We call in the blood of Jesus Christ, which saves. It's the power of salvation.
Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus.
We apply that right now on this family, to this family, and around this family, that they will find grace, enter into your love, enter into your mercy.
Yes. Lord,
their eyes would become open. The blind would see. Those that have stopped ears will hear. In the name of Jesus, they will hear your truth, your gospel, your good news of freedom and deliverance. In the name of Jesus, Father, we open the gate to the King of Glory, so that he can come in, rule, take his rightful place on the throne of their hearts. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. We decree this for the Salter family. We decree this over Jihad. We decree this over the
deep.
In the name of Jesus. All of them.
Lord, and
without
bring them into your light, Lord.
In Jesus' name,
yes,
we
Lord,
pray
Lord,
that they would drink of
yes,
the fountain
Lord.
Of water that you have to
yes.
offer
yes.
for them.
Yes.
They would drink of that water
Lord,
that you
yes,
would give
Lord,
them.
Lord.
You would give them.
Lord,
and that
Lord,
water
would
come
out.
A fountain springing up inside of them.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
We call them delivered. We call them safe.
Yes,
safe and delivered. We speak salvation.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Wherever they are, stir the atmosphere.
Yes, Lord, what you do, Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
They will say, yes, you are God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done. You've done it, Lord. You've done it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you in advance the victory.
Yes.
Thank you in advance,
yes,
Lord, that there would be a testimony.
Yes. Yes.
It could be for
testimony,
your honor and your glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord, that what the devil has paid for destruction,
yes,
that you will turn it around. That,
yes,
you will get the honor and you will get the glory.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
We have confidence that you will do it, Lord. We thank you.
Yes.
Thank
Hallelujah.
You. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for the peace.
Glory to God.
Thank you.
Glory to God.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Ooh, yeah, robots.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Your name, the God of Abraham, the God of Jacob, the God of Isaac. You did it before. You did it, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Stand on your promise, Lord.
Oh,
yes.
Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Bless
your
name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, we thank
Hallelujah.
You. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you for answering.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Lord,
thank you, Lord.
Lord.
Your will be done in earth as it is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to your name,
thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the confidence you've given us.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Peace.
Peace. Hallelujah. Peace.
Knowing that you are in control.
Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Tammy, are you on? I don't know if Tammy's on, but we want to pray for her today. She's looking for a breakthrough, and we want God to do just that. Today's a day of breakthrough. She is working on rebuilding, allowing the Lord to restore and rebuild her life. She's starting from scratch, so to speak. And however, the adversary continues to try to stop her, try to discourage her, because as she tries to rebuild, she's building from scratch, from nothing really. And so we are believing that God will move on her behalf today, strengthen her, and give her favor even as she goes out today to solicit the help that she needs to rebuild.
Yes.
So let us believe God today. Today is a day of breakthrough. She's been facing a wall. Yes. Well, today the wall opens up in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day. It's a day of breakthrough. We're in agreement with you. And we know, Lord God, that you are the breaker. You go ahead of us. And we thank you for going ahead of Tammy, for keeping her in perfect peace, keeping her in her right mind. And Father, even as she goes out into the day today, into the various places that she may go and must go in order to receive help, we pray and we decree favor going ahead of her. That, because you've gone ahead of her, there's the opening. There's the opening in the name of the, there's the opening in which she will go through the victory on this day for a testimony
of her right now in the name of Jesus.
Your goodness and your greatness. I attest
to be close.
The name of in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the victory. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, God. He will rise over us.
Yes.
Lord, we remove every obstacle. Oh, God. In the
every
name
obstacle.
Yes, Lord God. Every obstacle is moved right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Yes, Lord God. Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord God. Precious
name.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Thank you for the victory, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for the victory. Thank you for the victory.
Thank you, Lord, for restoration, Lord.
Thank you for the victory. This is the day of
restoration. Everything that the devil has taken, everything that has come to woman, the palm of woman has eaten, Lord. You promise her that to restore it, Lord.
Yes,
in the name of restoration in the name of God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Yes, thank you, Lord.
We thank you.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
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 Praise the name of the Lord. Once again, we thank you for joining us today. Thank you for being on board and offering your heart and yourself to the Lord with us on this awesome day. Hallelujah. Be confident that he has heard our prayers and he has responded. Hallelujah. God bless you. Well, I'll be spending most of certainly the first half of the day at the hospital. We'll be in prayer as we wait for Brother Michael to
you and these people parked over here.
Yeah.
Michael.
Yeah, that's it is not Michael.
Right, right.
Michael.
Yes.
I hear his voice.
Yes, we do.
Ooh, praise
that. I don't know who he's talking
with. Oh, Jesus. Mercy. Thank you, Rachel.
Michael.
Yes.
Hello, everybody.
Yes.
Hello,
everybody.
God bless you. I just finished praying for you.
Thank you for the prayer.
Yes, sir. And we are going to join you at the hospital. Yes.
Well, I wanted to be there, Michael, but I got an abscess on my teeth. I planned last week, but a change in plans. I couldn't be there this morning. This is Florence.
Yes.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good.
I'm fine. Good morning. Just got an abscess on my teeth. I didn't get it done yesterday, but I wanted to be there today, but my spirit will be there with you, okay?
Okay.
So remember, I'm your sister
Thank
and I
you
love
very
you.
Much. All right.
Yes.
Bye.
Michael and Sylvie, we're going to be there in a little bit.
Tell them I'm
here.
Okay.
I'm up here too fast, though.
Yeah, we're going to be in the waiting room in prayer, and we're going to hang out for a minute there.
All right.
Okay.
All right, Mama and Sylvia's here too.
Good.
Yeah,
I know that the Lord is with you. More importantly, He
is
with
you.
Oh, praise God!
He has already gone before you.
Amen. Yes. Praise God. And I heard the Lord say when we was praying, only believe. Just believe.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
This is Sister McDonald.
Brother
Michael, love you.
Love you.
Cindy, love you.
Amen.
Okay, I love you too. Love all of you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hey, darling, you're going to be fine.
Praise God. Praise God.
Praise the Lord.
You know, the chief surgeon is alive and well. He's on the throne, and he can operate from there.
Look at the rivers of water. His word just coming to pass. His word is just going forth.
Yeah.
His water is going. His word.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
If Michael could shut off. You could disconnect. You could disconnect. I'll still be on.
Okay. Margaret, we'll see you. Liz and I will be up there. We're going to call you. Keep your phone open where you can so we can find where you are.
Sure. He'll be on the third. I think we'll be on the third floor. But just call me and I'll give you directions exactly where to go.
Okay. All right. Well done.
Margaret, I'll
be
in touch.
Okay,
Florence. Thank you. Thank
you,
everyone, for your prayers.
Everyone. Praise God.
Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for being present with us. May God bless you. Remember, the current temperature is Philippians 4:19. My God will supply all your needs according to His riches
in glory
by Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Let the river of water flow.
Yes.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Bless you.
Yes. Thank you. Glory to God.
What a...
Yes, Lord. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you for your word flowing today, oh God. Moving. On and oh God.
Thank you.